G-22, Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado. Emma watched through confused eyes as Clark applied his telepathy patch and attempted to attract Leisha's attention through sheer force of concentrated will. "I think that only ever worked for Dan, and even then it was only for a little while," Emma said. "Call Timo, though, because getting Leisha to teleport is a way better idea than driving." Clark navigated to Timo's contact information and hit call. "I still don't think you should come, though," he said to Emma while the phone rang. "Even though it'll be so much faster than driving that you'd make it home in time for Piper waking up."
"Why?"
"I don't want you to see what I might have to do," Clark deadpanned, finishing the sentence just as Timo picked up.
"Clark, wow, my friend, have we found some incredible things."
There was Timo. "Tell Leisha I need him right now," Clark interrupted. "I'm at the cornfield at Stevenson Farm and I need him right now. Under no circumstances should you come out here. Don't call anyone in Birchwood to ask about anything, and please don't even waste another second by asking any questions. You'll hear from us soon, but seriously, I need him now."
Now,
Clark boomed. He immediately heard Timo passing the message to Leisha, and before much longer he saw the indirect light of a flash coming from one of the bedrooms off the main hallway. Turning around right away, both Clark and Emma then saw Leisha walking briskly towards them.
"Thanks, Timo. He's here," Clark said. "I hope whatever you found tonight is good. We'll catch up in the morning."
With the call over, Clark encouraged Emma to apply her telepathy patch before Leisha reached them. Every second was a prisoner, so she wasted no time in following the wise suggestion. Within a moment of Leisha's arrival, his jaw slackened.
"Phil?"
he asked. They both sighed. Keeping the news from Timo for now had been a deliberate and obvious decision, what with there being nothing he could have done about it other than let it affect his own decision-making in potentially damaging ways. With Leisha and his undying powers of telepathic perception, however, the duo had no such option.
"Don't tell Sacco," Clark pleaded. "I don't want Dan or the others to know while they're dealing with everything else. Have you spoken to Sacco at all?"
"No, we each know the other is busy,"
Leisha replied very flatly.
"We agreed to converse only in any emergency situation that might arise prior to their group's return. No emergencies have arisen on New Kerguelen, I know that much, and I share your view that it is unwise to divulge inactionable information on one topic while others are dealing with something else."
Entirely unaware of what Leisha had just discovered with Timo and Alessandro, neither Clark nor Emma read fully into this closing comment.
"But Phil,"
Leisha went on. "He was murdered," Clark said, stating it plainly in confirmation. "And the lawyer he's been working with has detained an intruder at his place. Can you take us to this address?" Emma held out her phone.
"Wait, I'll get a satellite image. Would that help?"
"Yes," Leisha said, his emotionless tone contrasting with the evidently growing anger on his face. Clark didn't miss this, and was only slightly surprised that Leisha had jumped straight to rage with no stopover at grief or sorrow.
"I don't know this man at all, so I can't navigate to him without knowing where he is. The image is helpful."
"This is the house,"
Emma said, pleased to see that it was a relatively isolated home on the outskirts of Denver, rather than an apartment in a more crowded area of the city itself. She began with a wide view and then zoomed in, pausing there before zooming out again.
"Is that okay? You've got it?"
Leisha nodded in his usual slow way, but with a far firmer expression than typically went along with it.
"Sacco and I each have a new patch," he said. "They were found in the outpost, and the others are secure in our craft. These new patches temporarily grant a form of telepathy far beyond that granted by the patches you are wearing, or indeed by any of the uplifter devices the architects gave to us directly. I know you have previously made distinctions between reading minds and hearing thoughts, and those distinctions were worthwhile. Now, however, we can dive to the deepest depths of any mind before us. There is a cost, energetically speaking, and a significant recovery period. We have only tested these patches with each other and both agreed never to use them in anything but the greatest of emergencies.
Their use is not discreet, but this is not an issue when the target will be in no position to tell anyone what he has seen or felt when I am finished. We have told no one else about this new power, and we have hesitations about its use. But to find out who did this to Phil and why, while we can still bring them to justice, I will do anything.
Thanks. Just take Emma home first and we'll get going, Clark requested, his hopes uplifted by this news, but his mind still clear that Emma didn't need to be part of what came next.
I'm coming, she insisted.
Ignore him, Leisha.
Although momentarily stuck in the middle, Leisha quickly made it clear he would let Emma make her own decision. She was coming. Clark shrugged, not overly concerned and merely having wanted to save Emma from a potentially unsettling few minutes viewing when he got hold of the intruder Chip had admirably managed to detain.
But wait, he said. Emma, are we okay leaving now without taking anything else? You're sure the cameras are okay if someone shows up? They won't have footage of us and everything else?
Yeah, apart from moving my car under the cover of the trees until we get back, just in case anyone flies a drone overhead or anything. There's really nothing we need to do urgently. The cameras themselves don't store any data, and the hard drives weren't anywhere on the main level, Emma said. We would have found them.
Clark didn't find it too difficult to buy into Emma's confidence, since she had, after all, quickly found the control console which the intruder himself had been unable to unearth.
The footage from the identified incident is on this thing, she went on, holding up the tablet. So we'll take it with us, partly in case we need it, but mainly so it's not lying around. The hard drives will be behind the basement's key slot, and no one is getting in there.
We'll find a way, Clark insisted. Emma gave a half shrug.
I meant no one else, but it's not exactly our top priority right now either.
Are we ready?
Leisha asked a minute later, once the car was moved out of plain sight. Two nods and one flash later, they were gone.